USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kirstjen Nielsen has been battered by Democrats for separating families and criticized by President Trump for not being tough enough. She is now resigned. The president visited the border in Calexico, California on Friday, along with Nielsen. In a roundtable discussion, Nielsen tried to soften the image of border agents facing a steady flow of asylum seekers trying to get from Mexico into the United States.
We've already seen over 100 groups of over 100 people, which is 100 people reaching our border at one time that the Border Patrol goes and picks up, and they're being very, as usual, humble. They also save thousands of people.
But a softer image is not what President Trump wants now. Last week, he withdrew a nominee for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Administrator, saying he would prefer someone tougher. Kevin McAleenan, Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will become the acting secretary. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
For the eighth consecutive week, the price of gas has increased. John Clemens reports.
That price is now up 6 cents over figures from last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states are really feeling the pinch at the pump.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47. There are now six states with an average price back over the $3 per gallon mark.
I'm John Clemens.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing, and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters, 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee.
President Trump addressed the Jewish Republican Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president spent most of the speech touting his administration's accomplishments and stressing what a strong bond Israel has with the United States. The president also accused Democrats of being anti-Jewish and anti-Israel.
The Democrats' radical agenda would destroy our economy and very well could leave Israel out there all by yourselves.
The president also reminded the crowd that it's his administration that has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.